Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, September 11th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of local and regional news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Heights Wellness Retreat to make its Texas debut with secured multi-unit agreement. Heights Wellness Retreat, formerly Massage Heights, is set to make its Texas debut with a multi-unit agreement in Dallas led by local entrepreneurs Russell and Norelia Rogers. These retreats will offer massage, facials, cryotherapy, and infrared saunas. The first location will open in Coppell, with a second site in selection. The Rogers, with backgrounds in the Air Force and nursing, shifted to franchising post-COVID and found Heights Wellness Retreat to align with their passion for self-care. The brand prioritizes innovation with services like cryotherapy, meditation, and halo salt therapy. Founder Shane Evans is excited for the brand's growth as the wellness industry expands. Heights Wellness Retreat seeks franchise operators nationwide to bring holistic wellness services to more communities.
Trumark Homes opens highly anticipated Francis Ranch Master Planned Community in Dublin, California. Trumark Homes has opened the master planned community of Francis Ranch in Dublin, California. With 573 homes across six neighborhoods, featuring a variety of single-family and townhome options, the community integrates the region's heritage with modern living. Trumark Homes will build four of the neighborhoods, offering homes starting in the upper 1 millions. The community includes two parks and a trail network, with easy access to Silicon Valley and popular shopping and dining destinations. Model homes for Azure and Orchid neighborhoods are available to tour. For more information, visit Trumark Homes' website.
Q&A with Carmen Conrad, Senior Vice President, Head of Marketing, Byline Bank. Carmen Conrad, Senior Vice President, Head of Marketing for Byline Bank, recently discussed the decision to sponsor the Chicago Transit Authority's No. 128 Soldier Field Express bus route for the Bears' 2025-2026 season. This partnership aims to increase visibility and brand recognition for Byline among local business owners, entrepreneurs, and investors. Byline's personalized, community-based approach to banking is highlighted through this campaign, emphasizing their commitment to supporting Chicagoland communities and businesses. The goal is to become the go-to bank for businesses in the area, building trust and familiarity. With decades of experience and a deep understanding of Chicago's economic landscape, Byline is uniquely positioned to guide businesses through uncertain times and help them thrive. The response to the campaign has been positive, with excitement building as Byline's brand becomes more visible throughout the city.
Bentonville's Pet Adoption Weekend, a heartwarming success. The Keith Law Group, in partnership with Best Friends Animal Society, celebrated a heartwarming success at the first annual adoption weekend in Bentonville. Over 3 days, 49 dogs and cats found their forever homes, surpassing the goal of 40 adoptions. The event, which saw families from Northwest Arkansas coming together to support the cause, had adoption fees fully sponsored by the Keith Law Group. Amy Keith, marketing director, expressed gratitude to all participants and highlighted the impact of community unity. Sean Keith, attorney and owner, emphasized the importance of compassion in helping pets find homes. Plans are already underway for next year's event, with a commitment to furthering the initiative and saving more lives. To learn more about future adoption events, visit keithlawgroup.com/petadoptionweekend. Code Ninjas debuts in Greensboro, bringing video game-based learning to kids. Code Ninjas, the nation's largest and fastest-growing kids coding franchise, is opening its newest location in Greensboro on September 20th. Located at 2961 Battleground Ave, the center will help children ages 5 to 14 learn computer coding, robotics, and other STEM skills through interactive video game projects. To celebrate the grand opening, Code Ninjas of Greensboro will host a community event on Saturday, September 20th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Families can enjoy free workshops, games, giveaways, prizes, and sweet treats. The Greensboro Chamber of Commerce will be on site to welcome the new business, and Miracle Dojos will make a $2,000 donation to Duke Children's Hospital. Families who register during the event will receive a founder's promotion, including a waived $50 registration fee and 10% off membership. Meet the local owners. The Greensboro Code Ninjas is proudly owned by Miles and Ashley Martin, a husband and wife team with deep roots in the Triad. Miles has more than 20 years of experience in IT and cybersecurity, and together they share a passion for giving children opportunities to explore technology and coding. Code Ninjas helps children ages 5 to 14 build practical skills in coding, problem solving, and critical thinking through a structured curriculum modeled after martial arts. By the end of the program, each child will have created and published their own app, gaining real-world experience and confidence with technology in a fun, supportive setting. Code Ninjas Greensboro offers flexible weeknight drop-in sessions, weekend camps, and parents' night out events.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.